Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with the story of the week last week that Governor Andrew Cuomo was expected on Saturday to face questioning from lawyers hired by the Attorney General's office. We heard in Albany, then stories over the weekend suggested that he flew to Manhattan in a helicopter. There were some boxes, supposedly, from the administration being wheeled out to a van. What do you know about what's happened over the weekend, Yancey?
Well, the big thing here is that this is a pivotal moment in what's been a four-month-long investigation of the multiple allegations of sexual harassment that's been leveled at the governor. As you mentioned, at the tail end of last week, at long last, the governor himself was going to talk to investigators appointed by the AG. This comes after many of the women have testified and many of the Cuomo key aides. It usually means, not necessarily, but typically in these probes, the target of the investigation is the last one to testify. So I think this is a sort of a big bright signal that maybe the investigation is moving towards its end stages, although you can never tell because you could go back and ask to re-interview witnesses. Also, this is a civil investigation, not a criminal, but it could weigh heavily on a parallel investigation that's going on, an impeachment inquiry by the state assembly.
Obviously, we'll keep following that story from there. Let's talk about the Court of Appeals and what appears to be a big decline in cases they're taking.
That's right. We have a story today that looked at this fact. It's getting harder and harder to get your case heard at New York's top court. The drop in civil cases being heard under Janet DeFiore is dramatic. Less than half the caseload it had under her predecessor. The drop in criminal cases is even more pronounced, sometimes as third as much as it used to be under DeFiore. And folks say that's no accident that the court has changed its approach. Also, it puts the spotlight on how you get your case heard. Say you are a criminal defendant and say you've lost at lower court levels. You have to file a request with the Court of Appeals to get your case heard. That request is randomly assigned to one of the seven judges on the court. And that one person says, yes, we need to hear this or not. How that comes into play is there are some judges on the court who are granting 7, 8, 10 cases a year, while there's others who are granting one or two or maybe three a year.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.